Hello, Dale speaking. This is India.
Dale speaking. This is Rue.
Dale speaking. This is Amber.
Ring, ring. Dale speaking.
Say a couple of things.
Say a couple of things.
Good.
Thank you.
Welcome to Radio Dale number 51.
This week in music history, the Teletubbies and Kelly and Ozzy Osbourne go to number one.
This week on the charts, the top Canadian songs.
For this week's song, we have Jeffrey Straker.
And in part two, Christmas songs covered and uncovered.
It's time for This Week in Music History! And we're going to start it off with Amber.
December 12th, 1957. Still married to his first wife, Jane Mitchum, Jerry Lee Lewis secretly married his 13-year-old second cousin, that's important, second cousin, Myra Gail Brown. Also, big fat FYI, Bob Barker's 90 years old today.
Yay!
Special mention.
December 13th, 1997, children's TV characters, the Teletubbies, went to number one on the UK singles chart.
What?
With Teletubbies, Say A-O.
What?
The single spent a total of, guess.
1 week.
1 day.
32 weeks on the chart.
Oh God.
Yes.
What year?
That was 1997.
I knew they, like, I had seen the TV show, but I never knew they had just a song
that would chart.
December 14th, 2003, Ozzy and Kelly Osbourne went to number one on the UK singles chart with Changes, a remake of a track first sung by Ozzy on the Black Sabbath album, Volume 4, in 1972.
That's a good song.
It was the first father and daughter chart topper since Frank and Nancy Sinatra in 1967.
And what was that song?
Something Stupid.
Yeah.
December 15th, 1997. Spice World, the movie featuring the Spice Girls, premiered at the Empire, Leicester Square, London. The following year was nominated for, the worst film at the Golden Raspberry Awards. As a huge Spice Girls fan when I grew up, that was a bad movie.
December 16th, 1971, Frank Zappa's 200 Motels film opened at London's Piccadilly Classic Cinema in the UK. The film, which also featured Ringo Starr, covers a loose storyline about the mothers of invention going crazy in the small town of Centerville. I saw that movie when I was younger. It's very weird. It's like an acid trip.
So is the Spice Girls.
Yeah, exactly.
December 17th, Karen Carpenter made her last appearance with the Carpenters when she performed in Sherman, California. Carpenter suffered from anorexia nervosa, the eating disorder, which was a little-known illness at the time. She died at the age of 32 from heart failure on February 4th, 1983, caused by complications related to her illness.
That's sad.
That is sad.
December 18th, 1980. Big day. Born on this day, Christina Aguilera. I think we all know who she is.
Did she come out of a bottle?
No, the genie. Oh, I guess she said she's a genie in a bottle.
Yes.
She's also doing stuff on The Voice.
The Voice. She's got The Voice. She had her Lady Marmalade thing.
Oh, when she Dirty came
dirty,
out.
Dirty. She went
Good
dirty.
God.
And looked, everything was weird.
And she, yeah.
She, yeah.
But anyway.
She's a fantastic
But she has a
singer.
Great voice.
But
yeah.
That's the thing. When her and Britney were out, like, at the same time, like, in their heyday, I was so pro Christina.
My dad, even, like, he always says, like, I think she's, like, one of the best singers that's out right now.
Ooh.
Girl can sing.
She can sing.
Pipes.
Why do birds suddenly appear? Every time you listen to our podcast.
Oh, maybe they want to be close
to
the podcast.
Oh. Here we are for This Week on the Charts. And recently, we've had a couple of special episodes, and we've been, when I did do This Week on the Charts, I was talking a lot about album charts, because of there's a lot of really interesting releases and things like that. So, and then instead the part, or the conversation portion of our episode, or this show, is we're talking about Christmas songs and what's charting on radio last year versus this year. So I just thought, you know what? I want to go back to basics. I want to take a look at the top Canadian songs on radio right now. I just want to look at those. No Christmas, no albums, no nothing. Just the top Canadian songs right now. And I'm going to look at the top 10. So at number 10, unfortunately, we have Robin Thicke with Blurred Lines. That song will not go away and is considered Canadian. We've discussed this before. And number 9, Metric, Breathing Underwater. Exactly. I know, that's been out a long time. Number 8, Classified with Payday. Number 7, Serena Ryder with Fall. Number 6, Avril Lavigne and Chad Kroeger, also known as Chavril, with Let Me Go. Number 5, Alyssa Reed with Satisfaction Guaranteed. Number 4, Tegan and Sarah, Goodbye, Goodbye. Number 3, Glenn Morrison featuring Is Love? Goodbye. So not Goodbye, Goodbye, it's just Goodbye from Glenn Morrison. Number 2, we've got Headley with Anything. And number 1, Drake featuring Magic Jordan with Hold On, We're Going Home. So those are the top 10 Canadian songs this week, from just brought in from all formats, just the top charting Canadian songs this week in Canada. Bitches. This week, we have a brand new Christmas single from one of our favorite artists. It is Jeffrey Straker, who hails out of Saskatchewan, and he is somebody that we have worked with quite a bit with his original material. This year, he came to us with his new Christmas song called Coming Home for Christmas. He has been on the road doing various dates in Western Canada. He actually has a show coming up next week in Toronto, December 18th, at the Flying Beaver Pub Array. And he's going to be playing this song that we're about to play for you, as well as quite a bit of stuff from his catalog. The single is called Coming Home for Christmas, and Jeffrey was actually able to launch a contest to coincide with this single, which is called the Coming Home for Christmas Contest, where fans actually have the chance to win a flight home via Air Canada, a flight home for Christmas, which is such an amazing opportunity, and he's had so many entries so far, and I think, it'd be great if you wanted to visit his website, www.jeffreystraker.com. He's also on Facebook under Jeffrey Straker, and enter this contest, and it ends on December 15th, so there's only a few days left, but if you're looking to fly somewhere for Christmas to fly home, then you should probably enter this contest. So here's Jeffrey Straker with Coming Home for Christmas.
I heard the carolers singing downtown, songs about jingle bells and silent nights. Snow was starting to come down through the colored lights. You're on my mind. I bought a tree just last week, but I won't decorate it till you're here with me. I've been holding off just a few more days. The hardest time of year for this waiting game. You're coming home for Christmas. You helped to make it my favorite time of year. Sit by the fire and play on this bar, waiting at the window, watching the reindeer. And old Saint Nick, we're not sure how we made it on his list. But now the best part of this, you're coming home for Christmas. Yeah, I'm coming home. We'll dust off the songbooks, gather around the old piano, sipping on some eggnog, stumbling through the tunes we used to know. I've been holding off just a few more days. It's the hardest time of year for this waiting game. You're coming home for Christmas. You helped to make it my favorite time of year. Sit by the fire and reminisce about waiting at the window, watching for reindeer. And old Saint Nick, we're not sure how we made it on his list. coming home for Christmas. You're coming home just a few more days. Yeah, I can hardly wait. You're coming home for Christmas. You helped to make it my favorite time of year. Sit by the fire and reminisce about waiting at the window watching for reindeer. And oh, Saint Nick, we're not sure how we made it on his list. The best part of the season is you're coming home for Christmas. Yeah, I'm coming home. Oh, oh, oh.
So that was Jeffrey Straker's Coming Home for Christmas. And now we are going to look at Christmas music covered and uncovered.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And if you can guess what we mean by that, we are looking at analyzing the songs, pretty much. Going over what's happening this year compared to last year. And also cover versions for Christmas or to not do a cover version.
It's like a double entendre. I love it.
Who came up with that? Smart guy.
Amber did.
We're uncovering the mystery of Christmas covers music and originals.
Ho, ho, ho.
We're uncovering it all. It. Ho, ho, ho.
Very good. So, what did you guys find? I will comment on stuff.
Well, why don't we...
why don't you go over our stuff from 2012 first?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So, what we do at Dale Speaking is we work Christmas singles at this time of year. And one of the things I pulled up from last year was around December 24th, the AC chart. And basically throughout that time, AC radio goes, most of AC radio goes completely Christmas. So therefore the AC BDS radio charts just get covered in AC songs. So let's take a look at the top 10 on December 24th, 2012.
Hmm.
We've got CeeLo Green and Christina Aguilera, Baby It's Cold Outside.
Number one.
Yep. Number two, This Christmas, Lady Antebellum. Sleigh Ride by Fun. Merry Christmas, Baby, CeeLo Green, and some other people. number four. Number five, What Christmas Means to Me, CeeLo Green. Number six, Joy to the World by Train. Number seven, Where Are You Christmas by Allie and Theo.
Yeah.
Dale speaking. I'll Be Home for Christmas at number eight with Kelly Clarkson. Number nine, Holly Jolly Christmas, Lady Antebellum. Number 10, Christmas in the Sand, Colby Calais.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting about that entire list... Number 10 is the only original.
Mm,
and that is Colby Calais' Christmas in the Sand. The rest are covers. You have repeats in there, which are in the sense of the same artist. So CeeLo Green is in there three separate times. You got Lady Bantabellum.
Bantabellum.
Or Antebellum in there twice. So it's just, and pretty much all...
And only one Canadian.
Yeah.
Allie and Theo in there right now, right?
Yeah.
Though, right when you get out of the top 10...
We've got Sarah McLachlan, which is with Find Your Voice at number 11,
mm-hmm.
which is an original as far as I'm aware. Then you've got Susie McNeil with Santa, I'm Waiting For You at number 13. That's an original. And then it kind of goes down. There's some more Susie McNeil. You got Barry Manilow, One Republic, some more CeeLo Green.
Mm.
Yeah, and pretty much as you go further down into the chart in the 30s and 40s, that's where you start to see originals.
Yeah.
And not covers. And, you know, you've got Tinseltown by Jimmy Rankin at 36, Red Suited Superman by Rod Stewart at number 40, Something About December by Christina Perry at 41. So it's interesting to see that if you're an artist and you're wanting to dominate, you know, at least the top 20, it's possible... Two with an original Christmas song, but it looks like you've got to have a pretty proven track record.
Yeah.
So Allie and Theo have a good track record, both together and separately. Susie McNeil has a great track record. So, so that's kind of like a snapshot of last year.
Right.
On radio.
So this year was a little interesting. There were some similarities and some differences. Now, I was comparing things not
to Amber's BDS chart, but I was using the media-based chart because we're not at full Christmas yet. Lots of stations are still doing half and half or not at all yet. But media-based does have a chart that's called the holiday chart, and it's there's one for Canada and the U.S., and it's just holiday songs. So this is the closest chart that would mimic what radio was playing around the time
Maybe a predictor of what might be popular.
Right. So I'm going to go through some of the numbers. The first is Kelly Clarkson, Underneath the Tree.
Yay.
Number two, Leona Lewis, One More Sleep. Then numbers three, four, and five are interesting. They are all from Quebec artists. And they are Quebec songs. Only one, the third, is by Sally Folk. It's called Sage pour Noël, and that's an original. So that's interesting that it's... Aru's mad at me because I'm hitting the table right now.
Scolding.
So that's interesting. Then number six, we have Straight No Chaser, Wonderful Christmas Time, the Paul McCartney. I think they actually do it with Paul McCartney.
Oh, really?
I think so. Then seven, Kelly Clarkson, Run Run Rudolph. Eight, Mary J. Blige, This Christmas. Nine, Autumn Hill, so there's another Canadian, It Ain't Christmas. And number 10, Kelly Clarkson, My Favorite Things. So, similar to what Amber was saying about how there were lots of repeats, like you had lots of Lady Antebellum and CeeLo Green in the top 10. We've got lots of Kelly Clarkson in the top 10 this year. And a little bit more Canadian, three Quebecois.
Mm-hmm.
And then Autumn Hill is the Toronto band, and they've just got that single out, It Ain't Christmas. But... it was also really interesting because, like Amber said, if you're a smaller artist, not a superstar, you really start getting into Canadian originals in the 40s and in the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
So Jimmy Rankin this year, so far on the chart, he's number 46 with Boogie Woogie Christmas, which is the follow-up to Tinseltown, which was out last year. And then there's an original song by Gord Bamford at number 49. And earlier in the chart, there's a song by Johnny Reed. So then I was looking at all these Christmas country songs, and I was thinking, this is really interesting, because last year there were a ton of Christmas albums. There were, and people, you know, had the Michael Bublé album, and there was
Justin Bieber,
right?
Yeah.
So we looked at what Canadian Christmas albums there were this year, and what did we find, Amber?
Well, we just found out. I'm shocked that I didn't know more about this, but Johnny Reed just released one, and Gord Bamford. So there's two country artists with
Christmas
full albums. I don't know what else.
And those are the only two!
Yeah.
Do you think they're reacting to Lady Antebellum's success last year?
Yeah.
Because that might be why country suddenly is coming out of the woodwork for country Christmas albums.
Well, and country is really the only other format outside of AC that will spin Christmas music as much, like, almost as much as AC. Any other format, it'll be here and there and everywhere, but country artists and AC artists. And the interesting one she brought up, India brought up, was Autumn Hill. So they're a country duo. And then now they are starting to make their way onto AC radio within the past little while, and now they have a Christmas song. So I find that really interesting, because that is obviously a part of their strategy to get themselves...
more in the AC world.
Exactly, because they want to do the crossover, which kudos to them for that. Now, do you know, is their Christmas song original?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They wrote it in the car.
Yeah, so that's interesting to know as well, that it's doing so well at this point, and I've seen a lot of ads for it.
Yeah.
When I think of Christmas, like, specials, which is sort of, when it comes to Christmas music, I would think of Christmas specials, like TV specials. I think of stuff like AC artists doing it. And I think of stuff like Randy Travis would do it and stuff. So it sort of makes sense that country and AC would be more Christmas-focused. Because you don't think of the Kiss Christmas special or anything like that. Like anything where a rock artist is associated with Christmas.
Exactly. And I mean, and then there's some honorable mentions of albums that have come out by international artists that we really don't see much on the charts from. Including, I haven't seen much from Susan Boyle, but she just released a Christmas album. Apparently, Jewel has.
Oh.
Neil Diamond. There's a song from Erasure.
Erasure?
Oh,
that's awesome.
My favorite new ones is the Robertsons. Okay. Duck the Halls. Duck the Halls.
Duck Dynasty. So they have
country radio is all over that. Because it has...
there's Harry Christmas, which they performed with Luke Bryan.
Yeah, they've got big artists
and
on there.
Cookie Christmas? Christmas Cookie?
Yes, Christmas Cookies or whatever. Okay.
I shouldn't frown. Like, if Grumpy Cat released a Christmas album, I would be all over it. So I'm not going to... Duck Dynasty is one of the biggest things this year. So yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
And going outside of kind of the genres that we're talking about, you have Bad Religion. And it's called Christmas Songs.
Yeah.
It's literally just called Christmas Songs. And it's like punk.
Punk, Christmas, it's bad.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Bless you!
Thank you. Sorry. So anyway... I think what, is there any other albums that were kind of on?
Trace Adkins, more country, but his was, it's Celtic.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Very traditional, right? Yeah, we talked about that earlier.
And then, yeah, the big ones are just, you know, what's in the top 10 right now, the Kelly Clarkson, the Leona Lewis, and the Mary J. Blige.
Now, Kelly Clarkson, her song Run, Run, Rudolph was in the top 10, right? It's actually pretty high up. It's number 7.
Yes.
That's actually also a Starbucks iTunes pick of the week. I wonder if that kind of boost helps. Of course, this is the next week, but it's interesting that a song that I don't consider a radio song, it's kind of a goofy old-time song, it's interesting that that would be in the charts the same time that it's also getting a boost.
What I've seen, too, when I get the ads from radio stations, the most I've seen for Kelly Clarkson is either Underneath the Tree or Wrapped in Red.
And those are those both originals?
Those are the originals.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Those are, I've seen a lot come up in my email with those two getting added.
So it's really interesting that compared to Amber's last year, that only had one original song in the top 10 this year.
Yeah.
We've got four already.
But the interesting thing being mostly from massive artists except for Autumn Hill.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In the sense of international appeal. Yeah. Nothing... Yes, I'm in Canada. So, I don't know. Christmas songs on Canadian radio are, I think, will always be a mystery because there's never a formula.
Mm-hmm.
There's never a cover song will get you this or doing an original will get you that because it all is going to depend on where you are as an artist. What we've gathered, let me know if you disagree, is that if you're a new artist and you're going to put out cover or non-cover, you're probably not going to make it very far when it comes to charts.
Yeah.
We always recommend, if it makes sense, to do Christmas songs, again, when it makes sense, no matter what kind of artist you are, to an extent. But it's cool because it can provide content, it can be a part of a plan, it can extend things, like I was saying about Autumn Hill. It's probably a really good strategy there for AC. To get them more familiar and to sustain a longer relationship with them. So I think you can do kind of what you want if you're a newer artist, but we've always said if nobody at AC knows who you are, it's going to be difficult no matter what you release. If you're a somewhat successful artist and AC or radio knows who you are, if it's a good song, it's a good song. I don't see where a cover or a non-cover is really going to make a difference.
The thing also, like, the Kelly Clarkson album is amazing. Like, the production is her voice is amazing. It's awesome. Yeah. They're all awesome, all those songs.
So I think if anybody, you know, has any ideas or questions about this, we can talk about it till we're
blue in the face.
But I think it makes sense if you're an artist, have a listen to this stuff, get familiar with it, but... We uncovered and covered everything,
and in the end, it kind of comes down to what we say all the time. There's no answer, but if it's a good song, it's a good song.
Yeah.
And this has been Radio Dale number 51. If you'd like to find out more about Dale Speaking, you can head to dalespeaking.com or find us on Twitter at @Dale_speaking or go to Facebook, Dale Speaking.
We have lots of fun insights.
Lots of fun insights, information, blogs that we write to help you figure things out, and just interesting observations we've made.
Yeah.
And if you head to our YouTube, which hopefully will start getting updated in 2014, there are some cute videos too.
Soon to be one of us playing ping pong.
Soon to be one of us playing ping pong, for sure. Because that is beneficial.
To everything. Ever.
Is there anything you guys would like to add to close off?
Yay!
That's great, Amber. India?
Listen to some of the Christmas songs that are out right now.
Listen to Underneath the Tree by Kelly Clarkson. Yeah. I love it.
You guys like that one.
And there are two songs there are two versions of my favorite things out right now. One's by Kelly Clarkson. One is by Mary J. Blige. And it'd be interesting to know which one you guys like better, because they're very different.
Very cool.
And listen to Erasure's Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire.
Listen to Erasure.
Because it's weird.
And from my perspective, head to YouTube and look up Doug Tilley's Christmas Time, and his Santa Baby, because they are the best Christmas songs ever recorded.
Wonderful Christmas
Time. So, my name is Rue.
I'm Amber.
I'm a genie in a bottle.
Oh, Christina Aguilera Sassy. Showed up. And thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.
Simply
having a wonderful Christmas time.